Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
Good evening, friends. This is Brother Byron at the Holy Manna Radio broadcast. I want to treat you to a very special broadcast today. I'm going to play for you a very, very old radio broadcast that was done by my grandfather, Preacher Ed Spencer, back in the late 1950s. And my grandfather, I speak about him often. He's actually one of the founders of the church I pastor, Highland Baptist Church. He was the founder of this church in 1942 and became pastor in 1943. He preached here for 5 years and then went to House Mountain Baptist for 18 months and then came back to Highland and preached another 3 years. And so he was here for 8 years. And then he went on to found North Acres Baptist Church over on Millertown Pike, where he pastored for 19 years until he passed away from cancer there in 1972. This message that you're about to hear, he preached from Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 3 on how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation.
We're grateful today for this opportunity we have to come. We love the good singing and to praise the Lord. I tell you, there's nothing like it in this world. To be a child of the King and to be able to praise Him, that's the greatest thing on earth. I'll tell you, it's more than riches, it's more than silver and gold. But as we come today, we realize there are many today who are lost without God and without hope, and should life come to an end for them, they would fail to go to that beautiful city of the Lord, from which the Scripture tells us is the most beautiful place that's imaginable. But since there are folks who are not ready to go, the gospel is still needed to be preached. And Jesus said to go in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth would be saved, and he that believeth not would be damned. And so today we come with a portion of the gospel to try to speak from for just the next few minutes, the time we have left. Found in the second chapter of the book of Hebrews, we find these verses of Scripture. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. We'd like today, for just a little while, to think on this this verse and these words, so great salvation, or neglect so great salvation. First of all, we'd like to look at that word neglect. You know, to neglect anything is one of the things that many times causes much regret. Of all the things that there are in life, there are many things, many cares, many things to do, and many things that we neglect until it's too late. But there's one thing above everything else that's needful. Remember when Mary came to Jesus, and when she sat at the feet of Jesus and looked up into his face, he said of her, he said, Mary has chosen that good part that shall not be taken away from her. And also he said that there's one thing that's needful. If there's any one thing that's needful in this life of ours, it's not to neglect out yonder in the time that's to come, the place where we're to spend eternity. Life is short and death is sure. There's one thing that we all have in common, and that is that one day we're going to die, and the Scripture says after death, the judgment. And so much that that's the fact this evening, we need to realize that, as the Scripture tells us, how that we'll all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, how to give an account. And you know, as we are here today, we would just like to go again to this word neglect. What an awful thing it is to neglect salvation. First of all, we'd like to say this, that it's a fatal thing, and fail to be saved before we leave this world, so that we go sliding off into a devil's hell and there to spend an eternity. To neglect salvation is to die an eternal death. It's a terrible thing to neglect salvation. Oh, this afternoon, Paul calls it a great salvation. We'd like to think for just a little bit what a great salvation it is. First of all, it took the greatest thing that God had to bring salvation. He looked around in heaven and in earth and all around and to find one that was worthy to bring salvation to man. And as he looked in heaven and looked in the earth, he looked and finally looked at the best thing that he had, and that was his only begotten Son, the jewel of glory. The one whose name was above every name. And first of all, our salvation is great because it took the greatest thing and the best thing that God had. And we see the old prophets that have been there many a year, have been in prayer, have been talking to God. And one day the Holy Spirit said, you'll not have to leave this world until you've seen my salvation. And the older the time that he might be able to see the Lord. Now, Lord, let me depart this world, for I have seen thy salvation. Praise God forever. You know, we begin to think today what salvation is. Look back in the Old Testament, and we see back there one day Jacob as he began to journey out yonder in his boyhood days, and he laid down beside the road, and as he went to sleep to spend the night, during the night he was awakened thereby the angel of God, and he looked and he saw a ladder set up all the way from glory down to the earth, and he saw the angels ascending and descending upon the ladder. I'm glad today that if God wanted to, he got a ladder that reaches all the way from heaven's door, from down here in this world, a ladder that we could go up and down. But praise God, this great salvation was more sure, and he's our ladder that reaches from the door of heaven, from down here upon this earth. He said, heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool, and he's the way today to glory. He's the way. You know, I hear folks say, if I could just find the way, if I just knew the way, and I look over there in the gospel according to John, and I hear Jesus say these words, when Thomas said, Lord, we don't know the way. We just don't know how to get there. We don't know which way to go. And he looked at Jesus and began to look upon him. And Jesus said to Thomas, he said, Thomas, I am the way. I am the way. Thank God today, brother, if you've got Jesus, you've got the way that leads from earth to glory. Don't worry no more about it. If you have Jesus in your heart and life and saved by his precious blood, I'm saying to you today, as you come down the last mile away in this world, I thank God when we come to the river's edge and get ready to cross over. I'm glad today that this way is still a good way. And brother, we can go right on through. This way today, it reaches straight through to the pearly gates of the Lord. Paul said, how are we going to escape if we neglect it? I'm glad today, back yonder about 30 years ago, I heard a little Methodist preacher preaching about the way. I didn't have much sense, not much, got much you now. But I know that I wanted to go to heaven. I had that much enlightenment. I wanted to go to heaven. That beautiful city that he was telling about. And then he told of an awful place, which was hell. And in my ignorant and unlearned way, I knew I didn't want to go there. But I hear this little preacher say that Jesus was the way. And if I find Jesus, I could go home to the city of God. I remember just a little boy. I went out there on the old side of the hill, yarn the old new ground, got down on my knees, began to talk to God, began to tell him how that I need the way to get from this world to that city of God. And after doing all I could do, I fell down at his feet and confessed that I didn't know what to do about it. I didn't know nothing I could do about it. Just going to turn it. Glory! Turn it all over to him. Brother, he reached down and saved me. Set my feet on the bottom round of that ladder. Started me a glory. And this afternoon, I'm still on the way. I don't know when I'll get home. It don't make no difference. But one thing I know,
been on this way for 30 years. Yeah. It's still a good way. It's still the way that I'm satisfied with. Yeah. It's still the only way. So I look again yonder in the book of John and hear him say that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man, he said, come the Father, if but by me. I'm glad today that we can go through. And children, let me say this, if you're out there, don't neglect your salvation. Oh, please don't neglect it. You remember the other day, just a few days ago, earthquake coming. How quick it come. In a moment, in a twinkling eye, almost before you could think, one of these days, Jesus is going to come back like that. Are you ready today? If you're ready, you'll get to go home. Thank God, Brother Johnson, if we're ready, amen, we're just going to go home. With this, whatever we're doing, we're just leaving alone. Brother, we're just washing old dishes. Leave the rest of them dirty and go home. If you're plowing the old field, just leave that row undone and go home. Whatever it is, praise God, we won't have to go on through with it. But when that great trump of God shall sound, and Jesus himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God, them that's ready is going home. I'm glad today I didn't neglect that great salvation. And when he calls, I'll be ready to go with him. Now, if you're out there today and not ready, please don't neglect your salvation, but look to him today and be saved. Come be with us in our next broadcast. And we thank you today for good attention to those are given and prayers here in the studio. May God bless you today. Come and be with us.
Well, I pray that that blessed you as much as it does me every time that I listen to it. I tell you, my grandfather was one powerful preacher. I'm thankful for the legacy that I have in my family. So many family members that were used by God to be able to share the gospel with this lost and dying world. I'm just so thankful that the Lord chose me. He called me to preach the gospel. I couldn't think of anything better that I'd like to do than that. And it is the most important calling that a man can have on his life. Well, again, I pray that this has been a blessing to you. And I plan to share more things like this with you in future broadcasts. I hope that you're enjoying these things. And until I talk to you next week, I pray the Lord blesses you and you have a great weekend.
We pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Babelay Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.